text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. We move across New York City from above.
Gosh, I hope that we got this whole wardrobe looking right. You know, because last week, Angela from Duluth posted that she thought that my look was too New York. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying to stride that fine line between, like, fashion forward, but the Midwest, what the Midwest wants. And I thought maybe they would like this nice ice silver, you know,
Jennifer,
kind of like that movie where they freeze
happy.
Everything.
How can we make you happy? You don't seem happy.
Oh, my gosh. It's so green.
The tree?
And sad. Look, it's also, like, dying on the bottom. Look.
Okay, can somebody cheer up this tree, please?
Oh, whoa, what's going on with all the cars?
Traffic
I thought it'd
jam.
Be cute. But this is the Empire State Building. I mean, it's supposed to be magnificent.
I mean, it's just a gingerbread.
I know, but the scale. It's like, it's staying on the cars, Nate, okay?
I'm
sorry.
Say,
you got it, you got it. There's
cars
okay.
out of there, Cynthia.
But good job with everything else.
Really good, love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really good, okay. Okay, where's that turkey? I am so excited. Oh, it's so beautiful!
The man carrying a turkey trips. It flies into Jennifer's shirt.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
so sorry.
I spent an hour and a half on the left thigh alone.
Don't worry, we have a backup turkey.
Got it, turkey.
Okay, but we don't have a backup shirt, do we?
Yeah.
We don't have a backup shirt.
Backup shirt.
Yeah. That's not the same shirt.
It's the same shirt, just a different color.
But it's green. I hate green.
No green. Listen, everything is going to be okay. We can spray the backup turkey and we'll be good.
No, it won't be perfect. Everything was supposed to be perfect. It's the holiday special.
Yeah, no. It'll totally be perfect. Okay, people, let's rep that backup turkey.
Sets down a turkey.
Ah, it looks so delicious. I just can't wait to eat that turkey. So, thank you so much for joining me in my Christmas special. I'm Jennifer Wade, and from all of us at Homestyle, we wish you a Christmas to remember.
And cut!
That was fabulous. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paula, but was it special enough for Christmas?
Oh, honey, come on. Nobody does Christmas like you do. And your piece is about to come out in Aroma magazine, which means you've got some momentum, and soon everybody will know who Jennifer Wade is.
So no pressure is what you're saying.
No pressure. Tell me, you are coming to my party tonight? Bring Brad.
Oh, come on, Paula.
Oh, I know he's not your ideal man, but he's a very popular sportscaster, and being seen with him will build up your brand.
I feel like we're in the old country and this is an arranged marriage. No, Paula, I think my brand and I are just going to go home and take a nice hot bath and go to bed. I am just not feeling very social tonight.
I know your feelings about the holidays.
What do you mean?
Well, I know that they're very hard on you.
That's ridiculous. I just did an entire show based on Christmas.
They walk into a dressing room.
Well, you always seem to get so stressed out.
They get their coats.
Music, you don't like eggnog.
Who does like eggnog?
Well, I do.
Yeah, right. No, you know, to be honest, it's just my mom made Christmas so special, and, you know, she was so wonderful at it. And since she's been gone, it just hasn't really been the same for me, but it'll be fine.
You know, your show is going to be a huge success, and it's going to reach millions of people.
They exit the Kitchen Network building.
If you come to my party, I promise you won't have to do anything for a whole week.
You're sure?
Yes! Listen, I have the most gorgeous chalet near Aspen. Go there. Total peace and quiet. You'll love it. And it's right next to the best hiking trails you could imagine.
Hiking? Paula, this is me you're talking to.
I know, right? But it's also a stone's throw away from the best spa.
She grins.
I do love a good spa.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you just gotta forget about everything and get away.
Jennifer throws up her hands.
All right. Thank you, Paula. That's an amazingly generous offer. Thank you.
Stop. It's the least I can do. Now, you come to my party tonight and bring Brad.
Well, I guess I have to now.
You do.
Jennifer gets in a taxi.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Paula shuts the door behind Jennifer and blows a kiss. We move across a snowy mountain landscape. A pickup truck drives down a street in a town in the mountains. A man, John, drives the pickup. He waves at someone as he drives by. He pulls up in front of a White House with an inflatable Santa outside. He takes a black doctor's bag and gets out of the pickup. He shuts the door behind him and walks up to the house. He goes up the steps of the porch and knocks on the front door. Inside, Nancy opens the door.
Nancy, how you doing?
Dr. Blake, thank you so much for coming. Katie just doesn't seem herself.
Hmm. Well, let's take a look at the little patient.
He comes inside.
There she is.
I guess I'm just a nervous mom.
Huh. Hey, Katie.
He kneels down next to a Siamese cat in a wicker chair.
How are you doing, sweetie?
He pets her.
Feeling okay? Let's take a look here.
Nancy sits and strokes Katie.
A little bit of rest is all she needs.
Katie is going to be just fine.
How are your kids?
Good. Good. Jamie is reading every book she can get her hands on. Kyle wants to be a vet, just like his old man. And Daisy is Daisy.
Have you decided what to do about your practice?
Well, I've got my eye on a spot in town where I'm thinking of setting up my office.
What about the barn where your wife kept her horses? It's such a beautiful old building.
Yeah, it is.
He looks down.
I'm not sure I'm ready yet.
Nancy smiles sympathetically.
Well, I better get going. Bye. A few more house calls to make. Please, don't get out.
He gets his doctor's bag.
What do I owe you for today?
No charge. It's Christmas.
He leaves the house. Nancy looks down at Katie and pets her.
Good fam.
The New York City skyline glows at night.
You're going to Colorado. I was hoping that we'd go to all the holiday parties here in New York.
Well, sorry, Brad, but when Paula offered me her cabin, I don't know, just if I can't get away for the holidays, then I work the other 51 weeks of the year.
No, I understand. It's just, don't take too long between your career and my career. We'd be unstoppable.
They stand at a party.
Oh, wow. Honey, you look gorgeous.
Oh, thanks, Paula.
Oh, and Brad, well, you look as handsome as always.
Milady?
I am so glad that you came and you came together.
Well, thank you, Paula. Your party is amazing, and you and your apartment, but especially you, look stunning. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can I borrow her?
Just for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Come with me and allow me to introduce you to the network president. He's right over here by the crudité.
Paula leads Jennifer away from Brad.
Thanks for coming. Bye now. Oh, Jennifer, what are you doing?
I'm cleaning your kitchen. You've got so much here.
No, I can't do it all alone. No, stop. As of now, you are officially on vacation. Make that your last batch.
There.
Come on, I want you to have a drink with me. Just leave all this.
Oh, Christmas is so much work. Christmas comes with a stick.
She sits down.
But you are so good at it. And it's people like us. Well, we don't know how to do anything else but make it perfect.
Yeah, when was the last time that it didn't feel like work? That it felt like a real Christmas?
Oh.
Paula pours a glass of white wine, then sits down.
Well, my darling, if I tell you that, then I'll be telling you my age.
Jennifer smiles.
You know, I remember this one Christmas when my mom made me, sewed me this special dress. I was playing an angel in the Christmas pageant at church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all sparkly and glowing, almost iridescent. And I loved it so much. I didn't want to take it off even when we got home. So she let me fall asleep on the couch waiting for Santa. And I fell asleep with the sound of Christmas music and the smell of gingerbread and the feeling of her hand on my hair. And it was so magical.
She smiles wistfully.
And I just don't know if Christmas is ever going to feel like that again. I mean, just, you know, not this pressure to be perfect, just the simple magic of Christmas.
You know, your mom sounds like she was a wonderful woman. And maybe you can have it that way again. Simple and perfect.
Here's to my mom who made Christmas magical.
They hold up their glasses.
To your mom.
They take a sip of wine.
You know, but I should be getting going. If I'm going to get to Colorado in the morning, I have to, you know, pack.
Yes, you do.
They stand up.
I'll call you when I get there.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
They hug. John sits at a restaurant across from Brooke.
Well, this is nice.
It is. It's nice.
Brooke sips white wine. She sets down her glass.
I just can't believe we've never been on a date before.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I had a crush on you in high school.
John gives her a look of surprise.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, come on.
I didn't.
But you were the quarterback and I was the cheerleader. We should have been a couple.
I guess so.
But then you got married, and then she...
She looks up suddenly. John looks down.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I brought that up.
It's okay. It's all right.
He fidgets with the stem of his wine glass.
So how
was your burger?
My burger was good. It was fine. How's your tofu?
Did you try it? Do you want some?
I didn't.
You should try it.
Hey,
no, you should actually really
honestly,
try it.
Honestly, I'm not a
It's
tofu.
Really good. Try.
I really don't
Come
want
on.
To.
Okay.
She feeds him a forkful. John raises his eyebrows.
It's good, right? Do you like
mm-hmm.
it?
John nods as he chews.
Mm. Interesting consistency.
It's nice.
Good.
John pulls up to his snow-covered house in his pickup. He gets out and shuts the truck door behind him. He walks into a kid's bedroom with white lights strung across the ceiling. He gives a kiss on the head to Daisy, asleep in bed. He picks up Kyle, who is splayed on top of the other bed, and tucks him in under the comforter. He gives him a kiss on the head. He opens the door of another bedroom. Jamie reads a book in bed with a headlamp.
Guess who should be asleep and not reading at this hour?
I'm just trying to finish this chapter.
You know what? You're going to have to finish the chapter tomorrow, really. Yes, the suspense will keep you awake. Take your light off, please.
The girl takes off the headlamp.
I'll figure it out. You get in bed. Come on. I'll take those.
It's okay.
She sets something beside her bed.
All right, young lady. Nighty-night. Sweet dreams, okay? Okay, love you.
The girl lies down. Dan walks into the kitchen as John tidies up.
Hey, Biscuit.
John looks up.
Dan!
John.
He takes off his coat.
What'd you make for dinner?
He hangs up the coat and takes off his stocking cap.
Oh, stroking off again?
Bunny made it. It's simple. The kids love it. You don't like it, I got some kibble you can help yourself to.
So I'll take the stroke.
He takes the pot off the stove. They eat stroganoff and play a board game.
Double sixes! Again!
For the love of Pete. So how things go with what's your name?
Oh. Well, she force-fed me tofu.
Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't a good fit.
He moves a game piece.
Really like being set up anyway. Tell you the truth, I think these things should happen naturally and organically, come together easily, you know, like two pieces of a puzzle.
A plane lands. Jennifer stands at the counter of a car rental.
Jennifer Wade.
Jennifer nods.
That's Jennifer Wade, yes.
Yep, we got a nice four-wheel drive SUV.
Ooh, do you have anything a little faster? I was really hoping to get there before it's too dark.
A horse walks in a corral at night.
Thanks for coming down with the storm coming in.
How's she doing?
Not so good. It's a breach for sure.
Your mare's having a foal.
That's right. Good thing your dad's here.
It's Let's get
here.
To it. You ready, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, sweetie.
He opens a door.
There she is.
Jennifer drives down a road through the forest at night with headlights on.
Okay, Colorado, you better be worth it.
She wears sunglasses as she drives. She crosses the yellow line onto the wrong side of the road.
Can't see anything.
She takes off the sunglasses and presses buttons on the stereo.
What? No. No. Come on.
She hits the stereo with the palm of her hand. She swerves on the snowy road. John packs up his bag and gives the horse a pat on the back.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be okay now.
Mm-hmm.
And the fool?
She knows exactly what to do. They're both gonna be just fine, don't you worry.
Okay.
I was pretty worried before you got here. hey, John. Can I have a word?
Of course. Kyle, why don't you head to the truck? I'll be there in a sec.
Okay.
John turns to the man.
I hate to do this, but we're a little bit short right now.
Stay. Don't worry about it. It's the holidays.
I will settle up with you in the new year.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
You got it.
In the meantime, you'll take one of Holly's apple pies. She makes the best in the county.
Oh, we would love that.
Great.
Okay.
Jennifer drives down the wrong side of the road. Her headlights shine in the darkness.
Wait a second. This is not where it's supposed to be.
She looks at a blank map on her phone.
Come on. I need reception.
She taps on her phone.
Come on. GPS.
She skids on the snowy road. She turns the wheel sharply. The car runs off the road through snowdrifts. Her head jolts forward and hits the steering wheel. John and Kyle drive in the pickup past a horse in a corral. Kyle sits in the passenger seat with the pie in his lap. He makes chomping motions with his mouth, pretending to eat it.
How's that pie?
Still warm.
Jennifer crawls through the snow. She stands up and walks out onto the road. John and Kyle continue down the road.
The estimate has been raised up to 3 feet in mountain areas, and we're expecting the storm to last anywhere from 24 to 48 hours.
They glance at each other.
Well, that sounds like good sledding weather to me.
Yeah.
Jennifer stumbles in the road. John's pickup comes straight towards her. John swerves sharply. The red brake lights come on as he stops. John stares ahead in shock.
You okay?
Yeah.
Hey, you stay right here, okay?
Okay.
Be right back.
He gets out of the pickup and rushes towards Jennifer.
Are you okay? Are you... I'm so sorry. I didn't see you. What?
He looks around.
What are you doing? What are you doing out here?
Jennifer opens her mouth blankly.
I don't know.
Hey.
John turns her towards him.
What's going on? Did your car break down? Are you all right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. You got quite a head laceration there. We should take care of that.
John opens the passenger seat door of the truck.
Okay, Kyle, move over, buddy. There we go. Over there. Up. All the way. There we go. All the way. Watch your feet. Watch your toes.
He helps Jennifer into the truck, then runs over to the driver's side and gets inside. Jennifer pulls something out from underneath her.
What is this?
You just sat on a pie.
A pie?
Look, that cut on your head, it looks pretty bad. We should get you back and take a look at that, okay? Gentle.
Oh.
Ew.
Will, you're red?
Yeah.
No, I'm just gonna take a nap.
She leans on Kyle's shoulder.
Dad, she fell asleep on me. Is she gonna be okay?
I think she's gonna be fine. The sooner we get her home, keep an eye on her, the better. Okay?
So what are we gonna do with her?
I actually have no idea.
They pull away. Jennifer sleeps. Her eyes open. A terrier sits on the bed and looks at her. Jennifer's eyes dart around the room.
Hi, I'm Daisy. I'm 4 and a half. This is my bedroom, but you can sleep in here if you want to. Sometimes my friends sleep over. That's my dog, Biscuit, and this is my doll, Sally. Do you have a doll?
Jennifer turns her head weakly.
I don't think so.
The pretty lady woke up!
Jennifer sits up. John enters the room.
Where am I?
You're okay. You're in our home. I am John Blake, and this is my daughter, Daisy. How you feeling?
She shuts her eyes.
Kind of beat up.
Don't worry, he's a doctor.
He is?
A doctor for animals.
Yes, I'm a veterinarian, but the principles are pretty much the same. Do you mind if I take a quick look?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to check out your pupils, okay?
Yeah.
This might be a little bright in your eye, but I just want to see how responsive they are. Now, I do have an MD coming as soon as she possibly can, but the roads are all closed from the storm.
Storm?
Yeah, there was a big storm.
Like a tornado?
No, like a snowstorm. Lots of snow.
Jennifer blinks.
The good news is your pupils are completely responsive now. No more signs of shock. You do have a mild concussion, a little cut on your head, a little laceration. Gentle. It's okay. It's nothing serious, though. You actually seem pretty good.
Jennifer touches the top of her head gently.
Do you remember anything?
No. But how did I get here?
My son Kyle and I, we found you wandering on the road. Do you remember that? You got in the truck, you...
No.
You sat on a pie? Do you remember any of this?
No.
No?
None of it.
Can you tell me your name?
My name is,
She looks around confusedly.
I don't know my name. Oh my gosh, I don't know my name.
It's okay. It's really important to try and just stay calm right now. Just work with what we do. We'll work with the situation. Let's rewind, and what is the first thing you do remember from before we found you? Like, were you visiting someone? Were you maybe driving and got in an accident? Do you remember any of that?
I don't remember.
You're going to be all right. And you look good in the pajamas, which is important.
What?
Who dressed me in this?
The kid's grandmother, Bunny.
And I also helped, because I want to be a doctor, or a writer, or maybe even a pilot.
This is my oldest daughter, Jamie, and,
Jennifer waves.
You know, you're gonna be fine. Really. We borrowed some clothes for you, so when you're ready, you just put these on, you come downstairs, and we'll get you some food and fill your tummy. I'm sure that'll make you feel better, okay? In the meantime, is there anything else that you need from us? Anything else that we can get you?
She shifts her eyes.
I don't remember if I do.
Okay. Well, if you do remember, you just let us know, okay? We'll be right downstairs. Careful, they're a little bit hot. Make sure Kyle gets some.
Kyle, be careful. They're very hot.
Hey!
Morning.
Grab a plate, help yourself to whatever you want. We've got plenty of everything, and we've got coffee, of course. How do you take your coffee?
I don't know. Hot?
Hot? Good news. I've got hot coffee. Here you go. Keep it black, and then if you want any cream or sugar.
Where's my glass? Do you know your name, Mom?
No, I don't know it yet. Not yet.
I know how to tie my shoe. Want to see?
Okay.
Daisy, on the counter? Seriously?
John shrugs.
At least she's wearing her slippers.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, okay. So my head's not bleeding anymore. That's good. Maybe I'm ready to go, because I think I should find someone who knows who I am. So I think I'm just going to go and find that human doctor and thank you,
Well, the doctor's gonna be here as soon as the roads are clear, I promise.
Oh, no, that's okay. Don't worry about me. I'll just go to the doctor. It's cool. Thank you. You're such a nice family. Bye. Thank you.
There was a storm.
Jennifer goes to the door and tugs on the handle. A wall of snow piled up outside collapses into the house. Outside, the snow reaches up to the middle of the door.
Snow?
Yeah, lots of snow.
He gestures for her to go back in.
Let's go back inside.
Jennifer walks back in. John kicks at the snow.
I mean, this has to be solvable, right? I mean, you can't just get lost in the world, can you? I mean, I have to have a family somewhere, right? Because everybody has some kind of family or friend. Like a best friend, maybe, who's looking for me.
She sits down.
Of course, somebody's got to be looking for you. You know what? We're all smart people here, so why don't we try to come up with what we can figure out about you now, okay?
Okay,
great. So, what do we know about you?
Nothing.
Kyle, not helpful. And secondly, not true. Jamie, go get the chore board. It isn't true because we know you were out on the road that night. So what were you doing out there? You were out for a walk.
Jamie carries a chalkboard.
In the snow?
We go for walks in the snow.
But are you wearing 4-inch heel boots?
Maybe you're a bank robber on the lam and you're only pretending to have amnesia long enough to find the money stashed in the woods.
I'm gonna guess you were out for a drive. I'm gonna go with that. Although, I didn't see a car anywhere near you that night. But either way, Jamie, put that car.
Okay, Dad.
Put that down.
Wait, what about the clothes that I was wearing? Because maybe in the pockets are the keys to that car or some other clue to identify me.
I washed them.
Why did you wash them?
You sat on a pie.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie brings Jennifer's clothes over.
Wait, where's the rest of it?
It got tiny, but I checked really carefully in all the pockets, and you didn't have anything. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Let's get back to the board. We're on a roll here. We're figuring stuff out. So you were out there.
So basically, putting it all together, you're saying that I'm here with no idea of where I came from. And no idea where I was going to, and no idea if somebody is looking for me, and no idea who I am, but we do know that I have this one thing to my name, if I had a name.
Hey, it's gonna be okay, it really is. We have everything that we need here, really. If you think about it, we got wood for the fire to keep us warm, we have a whole cellar full of food.
And this kid to protect us!
Somebody's gonna come forward, okay? I mean it. And I'm gonna go right now. I'm gonna go make some phone calls and find out if anybody's looking for you, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna be good. We're gonna figure this out. Is the sheriff around? Okay, well, I'd like to file a found person report. Nope, not a missing person report. We found someone. We found someone without any ID and clearly suffering a little memory loss. But otherwise, she seems fine.
Follow the yo-yo back and forth. You are getting sleepy. Very, very sleepy. Are you a pilot? Are you a ballerina? Are you a dentist?
I don't know.
You're getting sleepy. Very sleepy. Are you a paleontologist? Are you a surfer? Are you an astronaut?
You are getting very sleepy.
I'm getting very dizzy.
Okay, well, just make sure you get the word out, please. Bye. All right, well, I called just about everybody that we know, and no luck yet, but they are going to get the word out. And the sheriff and his wife, the MD, will be here tomorrow after they get back. It's going to be okay. I'm sure somebody's looking for you right now.
Okay. I think we're going to go back to bed.
She nods.
Thank you.
She stands up and walks away. In New York City, skyscrapers are lighted at night.
Hello, Jennifer. I'm sure by now you've settled into the chalet and are luxuriating in your solitude, and you've probably also found the spa.
Paula sits in her office.
Listen, darling, you don't have to call me back right away, but do call me. Okay. Ciao.
Kyle and Jamie sit at the counter. Daisy walks in.
She coming for dinner?
John stands in the kitchen.
No?
Daisy shakes her head.
Can I have her hot dog?
Yeah, sure can.
What are we gonna do about her?
She's lost. We have to help her find her way home. It's important to help those in need, including people that we don't know. Especially at Christmas, right? As soon as we figure out who she is, she'll go back to where she's from, and then everything here will be back to normal.
Biscuit sniffs the counter.
I like her. She reminds me of...
Shh.
Jamie holds a finger up to her mouth. Daisy leans sadly on the table. John looks at her sympathetically. In the morning, Jennifer comes slowly down a spiral staircase.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
John cooks.
Good morning.
Morning.
John smiles.
Hey, anyone call for me?
Oh, not yet. I'm sure it'll be any minute, though. How you feeling?
I'm a little fuzzy still, but I'm fine.
Okay. How about a bologna omelet?
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
You've never heard of anything.
Kyle.
He's right. Can I help you?
Yes.
We'll help together.
Okay, cool.
She joins John in the kitchen and opens a paper packet.
Huh. Bologna.
Yummy.
I don't think this is part of my regular diet.
She slices the bologna into small squares. John looks over.
I've got some friends coming over that will hopefully be able to help you out.
Jennifer looks up.
Yeah? That's cool.
Jennifer folds the bologna into a rose shape.
Voila!
She hands the rose to Jamie.
A rose for a rose.
Jamie takes the bologna rose.
That's really fancy.
I don't know how I did that.
John smiles and nods.
It smells delicious.
John opens the front door.
Hey! Good to see you. Come on, come on, come on.
Hi there.
Nice to see you. It's cold out there. Come on, okay, this is Sheriff Tim Edwards and his wife, Dr. Edwards.
Sylvia.
They shake hands with Jennifer.
Can you tell me what happened?
She examines her eyes.
I guess I got hit on the head. But I don't remember how it happened, and I remember nothing from before that at all.
The doctor checks her neck.
The first thing I can remember is walking around on the road, and then John and Kyle found me, and then I sat on a pie.
Oh, any nausea or fatigue?
No. I mean, I'm a little bit groggy all the time, but I'm okay. And I'm hungry a lot.
Oh, that's good. Can you follow my finger, please?
She moves her finger sideways slowly. Jennifer follows her finger.
Okay, and press down on my hands.
She sets her hands down.
Good girl.
She squeezes her hands.
You remember about where you were?
Oh, we were coming back from the barber's place.
Well, that's pretty isolated out there. Do you think you might know anyone around here?
Gosh, I wish I did. I mean, maybe I do. I just don't remember if I do or did.
There's no sign of any traumatic brain injury.
Really?
Motor functions and reflexes are good. John did a good job on the cut. Memory is a tricky thing, but you honestly seem perfectly healthy.
If you don't mind.
What?
There we go.
He snaps a photo.
The deputy put out a countywide bulletin with your description, but this picture here will really help.
Oh, okay, great. I hope so, because, I mean, there's got to be somebody out there looking for me, right?
The sheriff smiles.
Hello, everybody.
Bunny.
We came down to meet the special guests.
Well, this is Bunny and Emmett. This is the kid's grandparents.
Hi. It's so lovely to meet you.
You too.
Okay. All right, everybody. All right.
Listen, we've got everything we need. We'll be on our way.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thank you. Thank
you. You take care.
Yes. See you soon.
Okay, absolutely great. Sheriff and...
The sheriff opens the front door and leaves. The doctor walks towards the door and turns to Jennifer.
So when will I start remembering things again?
2 days, 2 weeks, you never know. But the good news is you'll eventually come out of it, I'm sure of it.
Well, isn't there anything that I can do?
Good food, good sleep are really the best medicine. Call me if you need me.
Thank you.
The doctor leaves. Jennifer stands at the front door and looks out. Emmett sits in an armchair. Bonnie walks over and watches Jennifer as she walks away from the door. John joins her.
You said I just need to eat, sleep, and relax.
John shrugs.
Oh, sweetheart, are you starting to remember anything yet?
That I have not had a bologna omelet before.
Well, we can fix that.
Yeah, we sure can. Now, Bonnie's also a registered nurse. I think I mentioned to you that she was the one who took a look at you the other night to make sure that you were okay.
Oh, my goodness, what are they calling you?
I don't know. Nothing yet.
They get an animal in here. It's named in 5 minutes flat.
The kids smile.
What would you like us to call you?
I don't know. What do I look like?
Sally! That's your doll's name, Daisy.
Carrie, Bethany, Maggie, Jenny.
Maggie? Maggie has a nice ring to it.
You look like a Maggie.
Oh, thanks, I think.
Yeah, I like Maggie.
Yeah, me too. Come on.
All right.
Maggie.
She pumps her fists. She does dishes as Bonnie dries. John joins them by the sink.
Hey. So I have an idea. What do you say we go for a ride, we get outside, we visit some people, and see if anybody recognizes you?
Sounds like a good idea.
Bonnie, you guys okay watching the kids for a while?
Oh, get out of here. Enjoy yourself. There's nowhere prettier in the world.
Thank you.
Okay. Jennifer and John walk away.
Thank you.
I'm not getting on that thing.
Oh, yeah, you are. Come on, hop on.
He turns on a snowmobile.
Where are we going?
Just around the neighborhood.
Jennifer climbs on.
Hold on tight.
They pull away. They drive across a field of snow.
This is your neighborhood?
They pass between pine trees. Jennifer holds her hands up in the air. They stop in front of a house with Christmas lights outside. They get off the snowmobile and go to the front door.
John! Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hi.
We have been snowed in the last few days with the kids, so we decide to make the best of it.
Hey.
Really do up the tree this year.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Here. I just made eggnog.
Eggnog? Oh.
She and John take a sip.
Wonderful.
Family recipe. Someday you'll get me on TV and make me rich.
And you arrived just in time. We are about to put the star up. This is their favorite part. You ready? Where's your star? 1, 2, 3.
He lifts up his daughter, who puts a star on top of the tree.
Yeah.
Now it feels like Christmas.
They all smile. John cooks at his house.
Stroganoff.
You know stroganoff?
I do. Yes.
The mind is an amazing thing.
Dan enters the house.
Smells good.
Hey, Dan. Dan, this is Maggie. Maggie, this is Dan.
Hi.
You want a bowl?
Don't go at any fuss for me.
Jennifer glances at the table.
Ooh. Hey, can I set the table? I'd really like to.
Well?
We never set the table, but let's do that.
Jennifer goes over to the table, which is covered in toys.
Pull up a chair, Dan. Looks like we're having a formal dinner tonight.
John sets two dirty plates on the counter.
So, that friend of yours, Dan, he's like a mountain man?
Yeah, he kind of is, but he's also a pretty famous painter.
Really?
Yeah. Dan Daniels is his name. He moved out here years ago. I actually have a book of his.
Jennifer flips through a book of his landscape paintings.
I like this one.
She looks at a painting of bamboo and branches of red leaves. She smiles. John stands behind her. She flips to an abstract painting of mountainous ridges.
I've seen this one before.
You have? Are you sure?
Yeah, I've definitely seen it. Is it in, like, an art museum or something like that?
Well, it's called Bridge Over Blue River, but it doesn't say where it is, but I can ask him. I mean, maybe it'll tell us where you're from.
Maybe.
John walks away. Jennifer looks back at the painting. John sits in an armchair by the fire with a book.
And when the presents were all unwrapped and Christmas Day was done, a single star shone in the sky, and its light warmed up the whole world.
He looks up. Across from him, Jennifer and the kids are asleep on the couch. He looks at them with a smile on his face. Jennifer gets out of John's pickup. They walk down a street in town.
Oh. It's not a very flattering picture.
You do look a little surprised, but gets the job done.
A grid of found posters with her photo on it hangs on a notice board. Jennifer stops and looks at a display in a store window.
Oh my gosh. I think I had a pair of mittens just like that when I was a kid. Is that possible that I could remember something from that far back?
John shrugs.
I don't think there's any rules to how this all works, but I mean, was it a good memory?
Jennifer looks at the mittens.
Yes. I think I asked my mom for a pretty pair of mittens, and she made them for me. Hmm. With all the snowflakes and the beads and even the ribbons. Yeah, it's a really good memory.
She turns to John and nods.
Hey, when we were at the barber's and they were setting up their tree, that was really nice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was super beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about getting a really huge tree for that big space?
Well, I've definitely let Christmas sort of slide the last few years. And
after what you've been through, John, it's completely understandable.
The kids would love it, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, are you kidding me? With the energy that they have, they'd have that thing decorated in 3 minutes flat.
A lighted open sign hangs in the window of a restaurant. John opens the door.
Thank you.
They go inside. A hostess stands at a counter.
Hi. Oh, hey, it's the sheriff. Sheriff!
John, Maggie.
Santa.
Maggie, this is my deputy, Darren Wilkes.
Oh.
He's dressed as Santa.
Is that your uniform?
Now, it's my turn to be Santa in the Christmas pageant this year. Thought I'd walk around a little, get into the park. Now, you're that lady who's missing, aren't you? Or maybe I should say you're the one who's been found?
I guess that's me, yeah. So, any news?
Well, we took your picture and description and put it out over the wire and around town. We also posted it to all those missing person sites online.
Have you seen the poster?
He holds up a copy.
It's not a very flattering photo.
The sheriff looks at it.
It's not really the point, ma'am. Just stay positive. Somebody's bound to come forward.
Definitely. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy.
Have a nice evening.
Okay. Honestly, after the storm that we've had, things move a little slowly, but I wouldn't worry.
I have seen your face everywhere.
You have?
Yeah, I'm Brooke. The sheriff's been putting your photos up all over town.
Oh, okay.
But you do look kind of familiar. Have we met?
I don't know. Have we?
You wouldn't know, because you don't remember anything. That is really stupid of me. It's like I got hit on the head. Anyways, I know everyone in town, so I'll just keep asking around.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, anything for Johnny.
She pats him on the chest.
Okay. Bye.
See ya.
Jennifer gives John a look.
Johnny.
She pats his chest.
It was high school.
They walk through pine trees with the kids.
Hold it. Oh, come on. Come on, what about this guy right here? What do you think?
Yeah!
I think that's the one.
You think that's the one? You guys too?
Yeah.
I'm cutting it down. I'm going in. Oh, this is definitely the one.
He chops at the trunk with an axe.
You ready?
I think so.
Okay.
They lie down in the snow and make angels.
Swing your arm. We're going to overlap a little bit.
Okay. This is not as easy as you would think.
You got it.
They swing their arms back and forth.
You got it.
I do? I don't know.
Oh,
it feels very icy.
Beautiful. Yours looks good.
Can I do mine again?
No, yours looks great. Snow angels are supposed to be perfect. I see.
Gosh.
They sit up.
Well, I know I'm not very good at remembering things, but this is the most peaceful place I've ever been. Of that, I am sure.
A snowball hits John.
It's not always
always people.
The girls knock John over in the snow.
You too! Not my little angel! Somebody help me!
Jennifer throws a snowball at Kyle. John picks up Jamie. They all tumble in the snow.
All right, Jennifer, I don't mean to be a nudge since I was the one that sent you away, but you should call me, darling, just to let me know all is well. Okay, sweetheart? Call me.
Paula sits in her office.
So, Dan, one, two, three, go. How did you decide to move here?
Well, I spent 15 years living in the big city. Some of them were good. But out here, I met a lot of good people. Made some loyal friends I can count on. And really, North Creek just seems to be the place I'm supposed to be. Surrounded by people that I love.
Jennifer glances at him thoughtfully.
Thanks for sharing that with me.
Dan nods. Jennifer takes a platter out of the oven. She closes the oven with her foot.
Hey, everyone. Dinner is ready.
Wow. I mean, that looks delicious.
Did you make all this, like, from memory?
Yes, I did. I have no idea how I knew how to do it, but I had a lot of fun.
Okay, you gotta tell me, what is this?
It's a holiday roast with root vegetables.
Potatoes.
They're not just potatoes.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Haricots verts, which means green beans in French.
Which means I know French. And a Christmas pudding for dessert.
Yummy. You are a really, really good cook. I mean, you've got a serious knack for this.
I do?
Yeah.
I do.
They face each other.
It will come.
Jennifer lies in bed with Daisy.
How did you learn that?
My mommy sang it to me when I was little.
Can you sing it one more time?
Sure, sweetheart.
Daisy snuggles next to Jennifer.
Santa's sleigh rides all night through, bringing joy to me and you. Make a wish, make a dream. If you believe, it will come true.
Biscuit comes up to Jennifer as she sleeps and licks her face.
Hello, Biscuit. Hello, sweetheart. Good morning.
She pets him. She kneels by the fireplace. She lights a long match and lights a fire. She stands up.
Okay.
She takes something out of the fridge. She carries a small bowl over to the kitchen counter.
All right.
John walks into the kitchen.
Coffee.
Yes. It's ready, actually.
Nice. And I see you got a fire started.
I did.
Wow.
There you go.
Thank you.
I look like a giant green bean. I'm supposed to be an owl.
Oh, Daisy. But you're a really cute green bean. Maybe I can help you. I think I can. I would just need a sewing kit.
I think I can find one of those.
Light shines into a barn.
You can watch your step right there. Oh,
thanks. Wow, look at this great space.
Thanks. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
They go inside.
Julie used to keep her horse out here. I've been wanting to turn it into an animal hospital for a while now. I mean, I just love it if my clients didn't have to drive 60 miles to Boulder if their animal needs surgery, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer wears a blanket around her.
I was actually meaning to ask you about her, about Julie.
They stop walking.
She passed away a little over 3 years ago now. And she wasn't sick for all that long, which was good. You know, if if anything good could come out of that.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks.
But actually, that's not really what I meant. I actually wanted to kind of hear, like, what was she like? Like, a memory or something.
John nods.
Okay. She would make freshly baked cinnamon bread every weekend for the family. She loved that.
Jennifer nods.
We would make sure to spend time together every evening after the day to talk about how things went, usually over a glass of wine. That was really important to us to do that.
Jennifer smiles.
And she loved Christmas. I mean, Christmas was her holiday. She just did it upright. Homemade stockings for the kids. She did the handmade ornaments. She'd always make sure the kids would get one present that they really, really wanted, and then one present that she felt would make them better people. And, you know, every year, just about every year anyway, the kids would really prefer that present anyway. You know?
Jennifer smiles.
I know this might sound strange, but she just had... She just had a wonderful scent. Like, when I woke up in the morning, even before I opened my eyes, I would just know she was there. I just know that she was all around me.
Wow. She sounds like an amazing person. You must miss her a lot.
John looks down.
Hey, you know, if you did turn this space into an animal hospital, then it would be like you were doing something for Julie. Like, in her memory, you know?
John looks up in surprise.
You know, I honestly never thought about it like that.
Jennifer shrugs.
I like that.
He holds up a wooden container with a handle.
Got it.
Great. What a neat-looking sewing kit.
Yeah.
They walk towards the door. They walk down the street with the kids.
Excited?
Yeah.
Daisy wears an elf costume.
A little nervous?
I can't wait.
Yeah? They look so cute.
A crowd stands outside a pavilion.
Hey. She's an elf among green beans.
In Santa's workshop far away, Santa's elves work night and day.
These little elves make video games.
These little elves give dolls their names.
And Santa packs the gifts in his sleigh and takes them to kids on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Don't forget, in 1 hour is the lighting of the tree. Ho, ho, ho!
Daisy grins on stage.
Her costume really was amazing. I mean, thank you.
Aw, I think I might have overdone it a little bit.
Oh, hey! Oh, there she is!
I had the best costume ever!
You did!
I don't think Daisy minds. You did! You look so good! Congratulations!
Thanks, Daddy!
Oh, you were so sweet. Everybody did a great job. Very good. Hey, you just might get it from Santa. Who knows? Hey! Who wants a hot chocolate?
Me!
Me too! You want one?
Oh, no. I ate like half a turkey.
Okay. All right, hey, Kyle, help me out. Okay. We'll bring him back, okay, guys?
Maggie. Hey, kids.
Hi.
What a lovely evening, huh? Listen, Maggie, I wanted to talk to you about your car. We've been combing the woods looking for it, and I think we're closed.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, bro.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, great. How are you?
Look what I have.
Mistletoe.
Wonderful.
That's mistletoe. Okay, Ed, you're holding up there.
He leans over under the mistletoe.
Mm.
Brooke takes his face in her hands. They kiss.
Yeah, it is a great place to live.
Jennifer nods. She smiles weakly.
3, 2, 1.
A large Christmas tree with a gold star on top lights up.
So beautiful.
Jennifer nods.
That's beautiful.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It's really pretty, huh?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She looks down. John's pickup pulls up at his house. They go inside, carrying the kids.
God. They are out.
He sits down on the couch next to Jennifer. She looks down sadly.
You okay?
He looks at her with concern.
Oh, John, I have to tell you something. As much as I'm having the time of my life here, or as far as I know, I think that I should probably find another place to stay, because I don't want to be selfish and come between you and Brooke.
What?
Jennifer shrugs.
It's okay, I saw you guys.
Oh, Maggie, no. No.
He turns to her.
It's okay. You know, I just fell out of the sky like some crazy snowflake with no memory. I mean, there's a whole world here that I'm not a part of, and I get that.
It wasn't a real kiss.
It looked like a real kiss.
It was a kiss, but it was because of the mistletoe. The point is, it wasn't real. I mean, we did go out on one date once, but... We did. But it was so wrong. It was not right. She force-fed me tofu.
He looks at her imploringly.
I would never make you eat tofu.
John smiles.
Even if it did make you want to kiss me.
John looks up at Jennifer.
Christmas has not been the same around here for a few years now, and having you here with us, it just... You've made it feel special again.
Really?
Yeah. And you're wrong, you are part of this family. I mean part of this world here, our world. You know, and I know you're part of another world too, and you're gonna figure out where that world is, but until you do, I guess I'm just trying to say that we would love to have you stay with us here.
Jennifer smiles.
Daddy, can I have the water, please? I'm thirsty.
I guess there's a little bit too much sugar.
Better go.
John stands up and walks away. Jennifer takes a blanket from the back of the couch. She lies down and puts the blanket over herself, smiling. A car drives down the road. It passes by Jennifer's car in a ditch. John takes pancakes from a skillet and puts them on a plate. Jennifer wakes up on the couch with her arms around Biscuit. Her feet emerge from the blanket. John goes over to the phone and picks it up.
Hello? Sheriff, yeah, what's going on? Okay, I will absolutely tell her. Great, thank you. Bye.
Tell me what?
Well, as of today, they're going nationwide to try and find out if someone's looking for you.
So no one has called? I mean, that means no one actually is looking for me. No friends or family. I mean, it's been 5 days. Maybe I'm really a horrible person and nobody loves me.
Oh, no, don't say that, really. I mean, you can't possibly be the person that we have come to know here without really touching people, really connecting to people back when your memory was fine.
I think so.
I guarantee that. They just haven't connected with us. It'll happen.
Okay.
She looks down, then back up at John.
Worst case scenario, you can always move in here with us. Really make a name for yourself, making fake elf costumes and roasting amazing root vegetables.
You know, they're not just potatoes.
They smile.
Deal.
Hey, how would you feel about holding down the fort for the day, you know, with the kids? I've got to go into town. And if you're not up for it, it's no problem. I mean, I could have Bunny come, but...
You would trust me with your children?
Yeah, of course I would.
Okay, That would be great. I would love that.
Kids, what do you think? Maggie's gonna hang out with you for the day.
Yeah!
Yeah, I think they're good with it.
Yay.
John walks in town with shopping bags in each hand. Jennifer and the kids sit by the fire and make paper snowflakes and chains.
Yeah? That must have been fun. What was she like, your mom?
She liked to laugh a lot and play music. Her hair always smelled like toast. I'm too little to remember. And she liked to make everything nice.
She glances at Jennifer.
Like you.
Jennifer smiles.
Yeah. My mom used to make things too. I feel like that's how I know how to make all this stuff, because of her.
Do you remember your mom?
Yeah, you know, I think I I'm starting to.
I did it.
I was in town the other day and saw these beautiful red mittens in a shop window. And they look just like this pair that Mom made me when I was a little girl. So, yeah, I remember her. You know what? I think that you and I both had really great moms. That's what I think.
She smiles at the kids.
Okay, let's see how this one came out.
This is my...
Jamie holds up a cut up piece of paper.
You just gotta cut like little parts of it, not like all the way through, because otherwise then you kind of cut all the connective tissue. But
Jennifer holds up her finished snowflake.
Who wants to help me make a gingerbread house?
Me!
Alright, come on!
Come on, Biscuit, come on!
Snow falls as John walks over to his pickup. He opens the passenger side door and puts the shopping bags inside. He walks over to the North Creek City Hall building and goes inside. Brooke stands behind the reception counter.
Brooke! Hey!
Hi!
Hey!
She comes over to John.
What brings you here? I mean, there's no mistletoe, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I changed my mind, and I'd like to go ahead and file for those permits for reconstructing my barn.
Well, that's too bad. It would have been nice to have your office in town. You know, maybe we could have had lunch.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Let me get the forms and email them over to the county office. But are you going to go to the holiday party at the community center? Because I'm serving the punch.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't miss it. I'll see you there.
Okay, good.
John walks away.
Thank you.
A person sets a bundle of mail on the counter. Brooke looks at the cover of a magazine called Aroma. John enters the house with an armful of red and green shopping bags. He sets them down next to the door.
Home!
Jennifer and the kids pop out from behind the tree.
What?
He looks around in surprise.
Oh my.
What do you think?
Yeah, Dad, what do you think?
I think it's beautiful. I think it's magical. It reminds me of the way things used to be. You guys, this is the best surprise ever. Oh my.
And you couldn't have done it without Maggie.
No.
Oh, the cookies!
Oh, the cookies. You guys, this is amazing.
Good.
Look at this.
Jennifer peeks in the oven.
Two more minutes.
John walks into the kitchen.
I really need to thank you for that. I mean, it's amazing, and it means a lot to me.
Oh, no, I should be thanking you. I mean, while I was cutting the snowflakes and making the gingerbread houses with your kids, I started remembering something we used to do with my mom when I was a kid at Christmas. We used to make these little homemade cardboard ornaments where we'd fold cardboard into little boxes and then we'd cover it with foil and put glitter shapes of a Christmas tree or a cross or a star. And the house would always smell so delicious, like gingerbread, and there'd be Christmas music playing. And I remember all that, and I remember my mom. And I know it's from a really long time ago, but it's a really beautiful memory. It's coming back, so thank you.
That's great. I mean, that's really great.
Yeah. You know, I've been so focused on, like, who am I and where am I going? And I have to figure that out right now. But this is all kind of so good feeling and happy, and I'm just wondering, maybe I could just forget all that for a few days and just enjoy Christmas. Would that be all right with you?
John smiles.
Yeah, that's okay. I would really love that. I mean, I think we would all love you to stay for Christmas.
Jennifer smiles.
Great, thank you.
Where are the cookies?
Oh, there's no cookies. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, you don't like chocolate chip cookies, do you? Walk away from the cookies. Walk away from the cookies.
No. Wait, you're coming to the party tomorrow night, right?
What party?
Oh, every year there's a big Christmas party at the community center. It's a lot of fun. There's a band, there's dancing. I mean, everybody from North Creek will be there.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Do I need to dress up?
Yeah.
You don't need to dress up. I mean, you always look great.
Jamie turns her dad towards her.
It's nice to dress up, okay?
Okay, the serious look there. I get it. Wow.
Kyle walks with a large foil star behind his back.
Cookies here.
Yes.
Kyle reveals the star.
Maggie said we should save the star for you.
John looks at her.
She did. Thanks, buddy. Hey, how about I boost you up? You help me.
Okay. Here we go. Up you go.
Woohoo! All right. Let's see if you can reach it up there. Do your best.
He holds Kyle up.
Good? You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's check that out.
Nice job.
Thank you.
John stands next to Jennifer.
That looks great.
The star shines.
That's what we needed.
Jennifer and John smile at each other.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you've got me really worried now. But you need to call me back now.
Paula stands in her office. Brad sits on the couch.
Anything?
Nope. I heard it's from Shelley.
She hasn't made it to the spa either. I am extremely concerned.
All right, I'm going to call the airline. Every time we get on the plane.
John opens the front door.
Brooke! What a surprise. What's,
Wow.
Brooke walks inside.
Did you do all this?
No. I just cut down the tree and Maggie and the kids did everything else. What brings you out here?
Oh, I brought the paperwork for the barn remodel. I just need a couple more signatures and then I can send it back.
Oh. So you're doing the barn?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Jennifer joins them, smiling.
Oh, hey, little Kevin.
It's Kyle.
Oh.
Really nice of you to bring this all the way out here. Thank you.
Would you like a chocolate chip snowman?
They're really, really good.
They're gorgeous. You know, I know you from somewhere. I just can't.
She shakes her head.
Oh, well.
She holds a cookie in one hand. John hands her the paperwork. He shows her to the door.
Well, thanks a lot for bringing them out.
I love what you did with the place.
Okay, yeah. Doesn't it look good?
Okay.
See you at the party tomorrow night, okay?
Sure.
Safe drive.
Bye.
Bye.
He closes the door behind her. Jennifer carries the plate of cookies.
I'll have a cookie.
John sits at the kitchen counter with the phone.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
He sets the phone down. Jennifer walks into the room. John looks up.
Hey.
Hi.
That was the sheriff. He feels like he's getting closer and might even know something tomorrow.
Okay. I guess we'll find out tomorrow then.
I guess so.
Knock, knock.
What's for dinner? Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Dan.
Jennifer waves. John and Dan sit across from each other at a table and play a board game.
Aww.
He stares at the board.
What?
You just handed me that. Where's your mind at?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He covers his face.
I'm thinking about Maggie.
Dan raises his eyebrows.
Actually, I mean, it's so interesting. Because she says that she's happy here. And I know it's been nuts. But I love having her here. The kids love having her here.
Well, that's all good.
He takes a bite.
But it's gonna end. I mean, she's gonna figure out who she is and where she's from, and then she's gonna go back there, so.
John looks imploringly at Dan.
So what do I do?
Dan looks at John thoughtfully while chewing. He takes another bite of food.
When I was 9 years old, I abandoned my daddy's barn. I found a baby rabbit. Brought it in. And I bottle fed that little guy for 6 weeks. And one day my mama says to me, if I loved something, I had to let it go and see if it came back. So I went outside, set it down, and...
John gestures for him to continue.
It hopped away. I never saw that bunny again.
Dan, are you comparing Maggie to a baby rabbit?
No. Of course not. I'm saying, everything happens in its own good time. If someday she has to leave, then she has to leave. It's enough to just be happy right now. Just be happy now. It's the hardest thing I ever do.
He continues eating. Jennifer wears a green dress and stands in front of an oval mirror.
Oh, I used to wear this on Christmas when I was dating Emmett. It is so pretty on you.
Oh, thanks, bunny. It's beautiful. Oh.
Of course, sweetheart.
Jennifer looks at herself.
You know, now that our Julie is no longer with us, the holidays have been a little bit different around here. Still nice, but different. But this year, well, it's feeling like Christmas again. And it feels good.
Jennifer smiles.
Christmas is beautiful, isn't it? Getting to be with the people that you care about and sharing the traditions with the children. I feel like I forgot all of that a long time ago, but it's coming back to me now.
She nods.
Well, if this is what this experience has brought into your life, then it's been worth it, don't you think?
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, yeah.
Well, I have to tell you that I love the way John is with you around. The kids, too. You've been a nice addition to this family this past week, and it makes me happy to see it.
Jennifer gives Bunny a hug.
Thank you for what you said, Bunny.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Brooke walks through the office, flipping through papers. She puts the papers and her bag down on her desk. She sees the copy of Aroma magazine in front of her and sits down slowly. She picks up the magazine and flips through it. She turns to an article titled Christmas Unforgettable with Jennifer's photo.
She's Jennifer Wade.
Brooke stares at the article. She sets down the magazine and types on her keyboard. She searches for Jennifer Wade on the internet. She opens her mouth in surprise. Search results appear. She clicks on a page about Jennifer on the Kitchen Network website.
From New York.
She picks up her cell phone.
Paula Marshall.
She taps on her phone and holds it up to her ear.
Paula Marshall.
Hi, this is Brooke Hansen. I'm calling from North Creek, Colorado. I have some really interesting information regarding your client, Jennifer Wade. If you want to call me back at this number, that would be great. Thank you.
She puts down her phone. She shakes her head.
Okay, everybody. Everyone gets to open one present today.
Okay.
All right?
The kids run over.
Here, you go first.
All right.
Guess who it's from.
Thanks.
Okay.
John kisses his daughter's hand. Jennifer opens her mouth in surprise. She takes red mittens out of a gift box.
Oh, beautiful. John, you picked those up?
Well, actually, Maggie did, I guess, right? I mean, you said they gave you a good memory, and I thought that we could use all the help that we can get.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. They're beautiful. I love them.
She holds them to her chest.
I didn't get you guys anything.
What do you mean? You just being here is like the best Christmas present we could ever ask for. Really, I think we all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Don't you see? You brought Christmas back to our family.
The kids hug Jennifer. John smiles. A policeman gets out of his car on the side of the road. He goes down into the ditch where Jennifer's car crashed. He talks into his radio.
Looks like we found it.
Sign, North Creek Community Hall Christmas Dance. A crowd of people enter the hall. Round tables with white tablecloths are set up inside. John and Jennifer enter the room.
Okay, bye. Here, let me get you coat.
Thank you.
John helps Jennifer take off her coat. Brooke walks over.
Hi. Merry almost Christmas.
Merry almost Christmas.
Brooke smiles awkwardly.
Maggie, you look just lovely in that dress.
Oh, thank you. It's Bunny's, actually.
Oh.
And I love that color in you. It really brings out your eyes.
Thank you.
We should go find the kids.
Okay.
Jennifer and John walk away. Brooke stares after them. Jennifer shakes guests' hands. A band plays on stage. Guests dance. The kids jump up and down. A man plays the saxophone. John dances with the kids. A man strums on an electric guitar. Bunny and Emmett dance. Jennifer dances with an older gentleman. The kids jump up and down with John. hand twirls Jennifer. Funny and Emmett smile. The guests continue to dance.
Yeah, come on.
John high-fives each of the kids.
Yes! Yes!
Jennifer smiles. She glances at John. The kids walk away. Jennifer turns to face John. He moves towards her. They hold hands and slow dance. They look into each other's eyes.
Here in this valley.
Jennifer puts her hand on John's shoulder as they dance.
The cars, the passing by. It's days and nights and hell.
They gaze at each other.
This is nice.
Am I the only one?
Yes, it is.
It's coming undone.
They lean their foreheads together.
Maggie, I gotta tell you. And I know, someday you're going back to where you're from. But right here, right now.
What? Go on.
They lean in closer to each other.
Where is she? Where is she? Oh gosh. I'm sorry. I am looking for someone.
Paula. Jennifer.
Oh, there you are.
Thank goodness. Oh, sweetie. Thank goodness.
Yeah, honey, you had me so worried.
I thought something awful had happened to you. And well, here you are having fun at a party. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Jennifer, excuse me. Hey, I'm so glad you're okay.
Brad kisses her on the cheek.
Who's this?
This is so confusing.
We found it! We found the car!
A policeman rushes in.
Recovered everything.
My car?
You had a car accident, your vehicle went off the road, but it had everything in it, your bags, ID. Sheriff stayed back to clear up the site, but he sent me with this.
Holds up an ID.
Jennifer Wade. I'm Jennifer Wade. I remember my name. And I'm from New York, and this is Paula, my friend who came looking for me. Thank you.
She looks at Brad, who tilts his head and smiles at her.
And this is Brad. Right, it's Brad, Paula's boyfriend. No. Brad, your boyfriend. I don't think so.
Paula clenches her teeth. John's eyes widen.
So how did you find me?
I had a very helpful phone call from a woman named Brooke.
Yeah.
That's me.
So you remembered where you knew me from?
It was the interview in Aroma magazine.
You knew when?
Last night.
And you called them, not us?
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to tell you as soon as you guys arrived. I know everyone just seems so happy. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Jennifer nods.
It's okay that you didn't tell me because it gave me today. We had today. We had a lot of days. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. And thank you, all of you, for making me feel so welcome.
Kyle gives her a hug.
You really should see a doctor in the city. So, honey, we gotta go home now.
But I don't want to just leave.
We got a flight to catch. I got you a spot on the network's float for the Christmas Day parade.
Next to me.
Yes, right?
Don't go.
Daisy and Jamie hug Jennifer.
Sweetheart, I wish I didn't have to, but I think I do.
I love you too.
She hugs the kids.
I love all of you.
She strokes Jamie's hair.
Okay, guys. Okay.
Jennifer turns to face John.
I knew you had to go. Just don't forget us.
Jennifer shakes her head.
Never. We gotta go. Excuse us.
Come, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Paula leads Jennifer away.
I have your bags. Everything's going to be there waiting. Thank you. But we got a rush. I am so glad.
John looks down. He puts his hands around the kids. Daisy stares away sadly as Jennifer leaves. John's eyes are filled with tears. Jennifer looks back at them. They enter Paula's house.
Now, I want you to stay a few days here with me. At least until we can get you checked out by a doctor.
She leads Jennifer to the couch.
Then you can go back to your place.
I'm fine, Paula.
Brad smiles.
How did you live out there with those people for a week? I mean, it's so not New York.
Jennifer looks away.
Okay, I need a drink.
Okay, you know where it is. Make yourself at home.
Paula sits down next to Jennifer.
Darling, how are you feeling? Are you happy to be back?
Jennifer smiles weakly.
I don't know.
Well, you will feel better once you get back into the routine of things. Lots of exciting things happened while you're away. We got a call from,
Jennifer hangs her head down sadly.
You know what? Maybe we'll talk about this a little later.
Jennifer nods. Paula stands up.
I'll go put the kettle on.
She walks out of the room. Jennifer stares ahead, expressionless. She blinks rapidly. Back at John's house, Kyle and Daisy lie in bed with the lamp on. John walks in and sits on Daisy's bed. She sits up.
What are you doing awake? You should be asleep, young lady.
I'm writing a letter to Santa asking him for what I want.
Oh, well, that's a very smart thing to do. What do you want?
It's a secret, or else it won't come true. But I can tell you, I want him to bring Maggie back on his sleigh.
She smiles and sits with her arms around her knees. John picks up her notepad.
Well, I will make sure Santa gets your letter, and you get to sleep, okay? Come on now, get in there. Sweet dreams.
He gives Daisy a kiss on the cheek. She lies down. John turns off the lamp beside her. Daisy snuggles in the blankets. At Paula's house, Jennifer holds the pair of red mittens.
I am just gonna pop over to your apartment and pick up a few things since everything was destroyed in the crash.
Jennifer stares at Dan's painting on the wall.
Paula, how long have you had that?
What? The painting? Just a few years.
It's beautiful.
Paula looks at her questioningly.
I know the artist.
Honey, why don't you go and soak in the tub? I will be back before you know it. Brad, You can drive me.
Yeah, sure. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab my purse.
She walks out of the room.
What you got there, hand-me-downs?
Brad, who do you think that I am?
You know who you are. You're Jennifer Wade.
I think that the definition of who that is has changed. Or maybe I'm actually now who I was always meant to be. I'm really sorry, Brad. You're a wonderful guy, and you're gonna make some lucky woman incredibly happy. It's just not gonna be me.
She stands up. Paula walks back into the room.
Paula, you don't need to go to my apartment.
Wow. Stop.
She holds up a finger.
Make no apology. Do not explain. You go do what you got to do. I'll make sure that there's a ticket waiting for you.
Thank you, Paula. You're an angel and a wonderful friend.
They hug.
I wish you both a very wonderful Christmas.
Oh, sweetie, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Jennifer walks away. Paula holds her hands together as if in prayer.
Okay, so am I driving you or not?
Paula stares at Brad. Snow falls outside of John's house. He looks down sadly.
Here you go, Jamie. I bet you can't guess what that is. Kyle, here you go. John.
Bunny goes up to the Christmas tree. John looks around and gives a confused look. Bunny hands John a large gift wrapped in clear plastic.
What is this?
I think you're gonna like it. Open it.
John looks at the tag.
Hey, guys. It's from Maggie.
Inside is a gingerbread model of an animal hospital.
Beautiful.
It's the coolest present ever, Maggie.
Look at all the animals. I wish I could take a bite.
Oh. It's our barn for the animals. And there's you, Dad. It's all of us.
It's the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
He stares and shakes his head. Figures of people and animals stand outside of the gingerbread hospital.
That's it, guys. Enough of this. Everybody up. I want you to get your coats on, because we're going to get her. Come on! Coats on! Coats on!
Everyone rushes to their coats.
What about boots? What about boots?
Jennifer stands outside the front door. The kids rush to hug her. Jennifer grins.
Merry Christmas.
Kids, come in. Let's give them some privacy. Come on, let's go to the presents. Open some more presents.
Jennifer and John face each other.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Jennifer Wade from New York. I don't have any family.
She nods.
I'm not sure if I will ever get 100% of my memory back. But I know that I love your kids. And I love your dog. And I'm a pretty decent cook.
She gazes at him.
I like Jennifer from New York as much as Maggie from North Creek, right? You know that.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, what would you say to Jennifer from North Creek?
I'd say I like that a lot.
He moves closer to her. They lean in towards each other and kiss.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come on, let's go inside.
Okay.
Text, 1 year later. Jennifer picks up a platter of turkey.
Well, I hope you've all really enjoyed our holiday edition of Homestyle.
She gestures for John and the kids to come in.
I'm Jennifer Blake, and this is my family. How is it?
Good!
And from all of our family and everyone here in North Creek, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
They wave.
And that's a cut.
They stand on set.
That seemed to go pretty good.
Yes.
They smile.
All I know is this is a Christmas I will never forget.
They kiss.